The culture is fantastic. I have to say is that what we're hearing now about the Savile, that didn't happen on the road show. It was totally, you know, it was a great fun place to be, a great privilege to be part of the Radio 1 road show, an iconic show.
Would you have known? I mean, you were close to it. I mean, with what you were doing and your involvement, how close did you get to the DJs and what was going on?
It was, they left, I didn't see them, you know, year in and year out. And okay, the roadshow was the time when they came out on the road, they went to meet their public, their listeners, they actually seen there. And there was, right across the family, there was from young to old to grannies to everybody. Mm. And, you know, we got up in we left the hotel at 6 o'clock in the morning, come back and had breakfast at 9 o'clock. The DJs would eat with us. They would then turn up at 10 o'clock. We would do the show, and then we would all travel. I have to say is that they brought their girlfriends, they brought their wives. I have to say is that I never seen it.
Yeah.
You know, I never seen any of that culture.
I mean, there are other accusations. I'm not going to name names. Let the papers do that if they want to, because a lot of it is so far unsubstantiated. But the Jimmy Savile stuff is quite horrendous. But there are other accusations. You've got other DJs, people of that era as well. Do you think, Tony, because people are saying, but that's what it was like then. But is that how you see that era?
No idea. I mean, you know, I have to say, is that people used to say to me, rock and roll, on, you know, bands on tour. The road show was totally, I have to say, it's totally different. I've never seen, and I'm being honest, is that never seen a drug. We weren't. We partied. Yeah, we had drink. We'd chill out in the evening, have drinks. We'd go on the beach. Everybody was a family. Mm. And I have to say is that it didn't happen. Categorically, what happened at BBC or back in London or studios, which you could say was their home. Mm. It didn't happen on the road show.
Was there more of an acceptance? I mean, just generally from that period, never mind just the road show, but, you know, if somebody put an arm around the shoulder of a fan, was there a different acceptance that perhaps would be frowned upon now, do you think?
What people used to, you know, the DJs would do autographs at the Radio 1 Goodymobile for an hour after to meet the public, and everybody would want a picture with the DJ, you know, put an arm around them. You know, was there anything wrong with that where, you know, a fan of yours wanted an arm round. Mm. There was nothing more in that than putting an arm round it.
Mm. And yet the whole thing about Jimmy Savile, of course, was that it was clearly going on. There's such a wealth of evidence now of what's been going on, and yet nobody came forward.
Yeah,
there were rumours, but nobody said anything.
You know, to put the Jimmy Savile thing, is that Savile didn't do the roadshow. Well, he did one roadshow.
Yeah.
You know, in his hometown in Leeds, and I can't even remember that. I've got 50,000 pictures. I've got about half a dozen of the Savile. So that just shows where Savile was. Yeah.